As I read and reread today's gospel, I thought of the Vatican II Council. It's probably the most profound event in the church in many of our lifetimes. That final constitutional document from the council was called Gaudium et Spes, the church in the modern world, and now it's 55 years old. Sounds like a long time ago, but in church years, that claims a 2,000-year history of existence, and in the history of salvation, 55 years is not very long at all. In the preface of that church in the modern world, the reasons for addressing the church in the modern world is written. At all times, the church carries the responsibility of reading the signs of the time and interpreting them in the light of the gospel. And in doing so, the document states that it will furnish humankind with saving resources. In this charge to the church, we also hear that same plea from Jesus in his gospel. The recognition that our church, our faith, is a living organism, and we experience it as that dynamic life, changes the way we should look at religion. Our religion is not tasked with answering the meaning of life. It is the answer of the meaning of your lives in this Christian world right now. The church is to be in the witness box, not in the judge's bench. Our faith does not consist of propositions that have no life. Jesus, in fact, chastises the people who in his day followed the rules of the law regarding purity and food, but remained with cold hearts and considered themselves special. Jesus was frustrated in his message because where the people flocked to him when he performed miracles, they left in boredom and distaste when they were told to give up all their possessions and follow him. I have spent many years now praying and waiting for something to happen to me, to that gift of faith to hit me like a tornado. Surely, I thought, if I give myself fully to God, he will disturb my entire self. He will remove all my temptations. He will make me reject material goods. I will be able to spend hours in quiet contemplation, and it'll be easy for me to be good. I felt I should feel different, and I'll really feel holy. But when God wishes to reveal himself, he doesn't do it in earthquakes or floods, but in small whispering sounds. I finally stopped expecting a lightning bolt of faith to hit me, and rather searched for it in the soft daily rains like today. For most of us, God is experienced not in mighty deeds, but in small daily deeds done in joy and anticipation. The Vatican II document tells us, just as Jesus did to his contemporaries, we are in a new age. The age of Jesus was the age our salvation became guaranteed by the actions of God's Son on earth. In our present age, we are marked by the birth of a new humanism, where the danger is, instead of gratitude for the progress that we have made, we will once again find that we don't need God. Our scientific discoveries and all of our technology is meant to help our brothers and sisters, not to be used for our own self-gratification. The call of Jesus for our world and for our church and for each one of us is right here, right now. It is arrogance to wait for some experience of faith before you move forward. How many times have you heard that God loves you and that we are to come with him with all of our doubts, our troubles, and even our anger at our unfulfilled prayers? And yet, we wait for something else before we finally surrender to God's will. What are you waiting for? What is God asking of you? Answer him.